Good evening, everyone. My name is Amy. I'll be leading the meditation this evening. And it's such a pleasure to be here with this community that I love so much. So let's just dig right in. Would you take a comfortable position, posture that's both relaxed and alert. You may wish to put your feet flat on the ground if you're in a chair. And it might be helpful to move your spine away from the back of the chair just so that you have more of that alert presence. And you can close your eyes. It's also fine to leave your eyes open. And if you prefer leaving your eyes open, just a suggestion is to keep your eyes with a soft downward gaze, and that will help you from being distracted by whatever comes into your visual field. So let's just take a few deep breaths to arrive in the present moment. Inhaling deeply. Exhale, release. Another deep inhale. And let that breath go. And one more deep inhale and hold at the top of the inhale. Feel the fullness of the lungs, the rib cage. And exhale, release. Now you can just allow your breath to flow in its natural rhythm. There's no need to force the breath. Bring your awareness to the soles of your feet. Just noticing any sensations present in the feet. You might notice sensations of coolness or warmth, tingling or pressure. And just observing what's ever present in the feet. And seeing if you can allow the sensations, allow whatever's happening in the feet to just be as it is. And then you can send your feet a friendly wish. Wish that your feet be happy and at ease. May my feet be happy and at ease. Just appreciating everything that the feet do. And then moving your awareness to your ankles and your calves. And just observing whatever sensations are present in this part of your body. The ankle joint. The muscles of the lower legs. The bone. And if there's not much happening in this part of your body, that's fine too. Just notice that. Now offering a friendly wish to your ankles and calves. May my ankles and calves be happy and at ease. Now allowing that part of your body to dissolve in the mind's eye and moving your awareness to the knees. The knee joint, the backs of the knees, the kneecap. Just holding whatever's present in the knees in kind awareness. Do you notice any pain or discomfort? See if you can allow the pain or discomfort to be held in your kind attention. May my knees be happy and at ease. Then moving the awareness up the body to the thighs. Noticing any sensations of pressure of the thighs against the chair or against the floor if you're seated on the floor. This is an area of our body we can sometimes have judgment about. So if that arises, you can just notice that too and hold that in your kind attention. Muscles, bone. May my thighs be happy and at ease. Now moving the attention to the pelvis, the backside, the buttocks. This area of the body that houses our internal organs. And observing whatever's present in this part of your body. And offering this part of your body some appreciation as you send this friendly wish. May my pelvis, backside, buttocks, may they be happy and at ease. Now shifting your awareness to your back. And this is an area of the body where we can hold some tension. There might be some tightness. See if you can allow any of that to relax and release. If there is tension, it may be helpful to breathe, to imagine yourself breathing into that part of your body, into the back. The spine, the muscles of the back. And offering the back this friendly wish. May my back be happy and at ease. Moving the awareness around to the belly and the internal organs in the abdomen. You may experience sensations of digestion. Sensations of breathing as the breath moves in and out of the body. The rise and fall of the belly. Just offering the belly your kind attention. Appreciating all that it does to keep us alive, nourished, and offering it this wish: may my belly be happy and at ease. And allowing the belly to dissolve in the mind's eye and moving your awareness, shifting your awareness up to the chest. Home to the heart, to the lungs, these vital internal organs. Feeling the sensations of breathing. This can also be an area where we can feel some tightness or tension or anxiety. If you're observing any of that, see if you can allow any of that holding tightness, you can loosen that. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the rib cage. Our breath is always here. Can always be an anchor to the present moment. Now offering this wish: may my chest, my heart, my lungs, may this part of my body be happy and at ease. And when you feel ready, you can move your awareness to your hands and your wrists. You may observe sensations of coolness, warmth, clamminess, tingling. The sensations of one hand against the other or resting on your lap. Feeling the aliveness in the hands. The fingers, the spaces between the fingers. Backs of the hands, and the wrist joint, and offering the hands and wrists your wish for their happiness and ease. May my wrists and hands be happy and at ease. Moving your attention to your forearms. This is an area of the body that we often overlook. So check it out. What's happening right now in the forearms. You can move the awareness also with the forearms, the elbow joint. May my forearms and elbows be happy and at ease. Now moving up the arm, the upper arms, the bicep, the tricep, the bones of the upper arms. Observing whatever sensations are arising in the upper arms. May my upper arms be happy and at ease. Now moving to the upper back and the shoulders. Again, a part of the body, an area of the body that can hold tension, tightness. Noticing any sensations in the upper back and shoulders. Breathing into any tightness that might be there. And exploring if there's any opportunity to release any of that tension. You can hold any tension with kindness and care. May my upper back and shoulders be happy and at ease. Coming up to the neck, noticing any sensations present in the neck. May my neck be happy and at ease. Now bringing the awareness to the entire head. The jaw. Cheeks, the skull, the hair, or if there's no hair, just observing whatever is present in the head. And if there are thoughts going on, you could hold those in your awareness too. And allowing them to arise and pass away, like all of experience. Appreciating all that our head does for us, and offering this kind wish. May my head be happy and at ease. And including in our wishes for the head, we can observe what's ever present in the sense organs of the head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, holding whatever is present in the eyes. Or in the ears. Sounds. Sensations of breathing in the nostrils. You might notice the air feeling cool as it comes into the body and warm as you exhale. Appreciating the sense organs. And offering this wish. May my eyes, ears, nose, and skin be happy and at ease. Now opening your awareness to include the whole body. Whole body breathing. As you sit here, as Jack Kornfield says, halfway between heaven and earth. Noticing whatever's present in the body. May my whole body be happy and at ease. And the next several minutes of the meditation will be in silence. And you have the invitation to rest your attention on an anchor. And for many of you, that breath, the anchor, the most familiar anchor may be the breath. And so you can rest your attention on the breath wherever you feel it to be most prominent. And that might be in the belly or the chest or perhaps at the nostrils. But that might not be so comfortable for others. And so it's perfectly fine to choose another anchor in the body, like the soles of the feet or the palms of the hands. Just rest your attention wherever you feel most drawn, whether it's the breath or part of the body. And notice whatever is present. You may have noticed after just a few breaths or just a few moments that your mind has drifted into thought. This is not a problem. This is what minds do. And when you notice that you've drifted away from your anchor, without judgment and with great kindness, gently shift your awareness back to the anchor. You realize that your mind has gone off to planning something for the future, or perhaps you're ruminating about something from the past. Again, it's not a problem. You can just make a note, thinking or planning or remembering, and very gently shift your awareness back to your anchor. We always have the opportunity to begin again. In the last few moments of the meditation, you may wish to offer yourself some appreciation for taking time out of your busy schedule to care for yourself in this way, to tend to your inner experience.